Jess, thanks so much for swinging by.
I'm so glad to be here.
So for a bit of background, what does the City of Sydney plan for our nightlife actually look like?
Well, we know nightlife's changed a lot in the last 5 years. There was this little thing called the lockout laws, came in about 4 years ago. It's had a big impact on the city. And what it's done, in my experience, is that it's moved a lot of nightlife options south and to the west. So in the past, you might have gone out in King's Cross and then to Darlinghurst and maybe down, you know, somewhere around Darling Harbour. Now people are going out a lot more around Newtown, Redfern, Chippendale. We know there's a huge demand for nightlife in places like Alexandria, Green Square. We've got a lot of people moving in. So we wanted our nightlife controls to reflect that experience and where venues are popping up. And we want to be able to allow for a diversity of nightlife options. We want later nightlife and not just drinking, but all kinds of services as well as venues. And of course, we want to encourage more performance and live music as well. So we've got this one tool at our disposal. It's called the Development Control Plan Late Night Premises. Basically, it allows us to set the trading hours for all kinds of venues. And we've got to balance, of course, the desires and needs of people going out and business owners with people's right to live in their homes and have a, you know, a good restful sleep. So how do we balance all of that? We've crafted this map, which I kind of call the map of fun, which tells us kind of red, yellow, green, where these different nightlife zones are in our city. And if you go to sydneyyoursay.com.au and look for the late night, you can find this map. And what we've proposed there is later night trading closer to home, which is what people have asked for. So up till 2 a.m. rather than midnight in those local centre areas. We have got some centres or some areas, the orange ones, where you can trade up till 5 a.m. And then we've also got areas where you could go 24 hours a day. And so we're proposing that the inner city right here in the CBD should be a 24-hour zone. We're also proposing to create an entirely new 24-hour zone, which is we're calling the Alexandria Cultural Precinct. I really want to tell you about this. It's this incredible heritage protected warehouse district, and it is just dying to be home to, you know, clubs and performance venues, and you know, it's far away from residential. It's 400 metres from two different train stations. It's kind of the perfect spot for Sydney to have its own warehouse district. And we're also proposing to give an extra hour of trading to any venue that is presenting performance or live music.
That is awesome. And you did mention in there as well, I picked up on, you know, people asking for. So people actually really do want this to go ahead.
I mean, the demand is real, Tess. You know, we've all been talking about Sydney's nightlife for a few years, and a lot of people have been talking down Sydney's nightlife for a few years. I know we've all struggled, and a lot of venues have really struggled, but and I think that's really pushed people into action, and I think that's why you see the rise of political parties like Keep Sydney Open, and what they're doing is really important. But when we put the call out in March last year, we got 10,000 people who responded to this call and gave us feedback on their nightlife experience, where they want to go out. And the overwhelming majority, I'm talking like close to 90% of responses want more nightlife closer to home.
And so why is it so important then for people to get involved and comment on these proposals?
You know what it's like? I mean, we're all busy, time goes by, and generally people who are motivated because they're against something tend to, you know, be motivated enough to make a submission, and that's fair enough, you know, that's going to impact their lives. But people who are generally kind of pro something, you know, you don't go out and protest for something, you protest against it, right? So it's a similar sort of thing with submissions. People who are yay-sayers rather than just naysayers are unlikely to come forward. And so this time we need all the yay-sayers to come forward. So if you're a YIMBY and you want nightlife in your backyard, then we need to hear from you.
And so other than people who are, you know, wanting all of this to go ahead, what sort of feedback are you guys looking for?
We're looking for really specific feedback. So we're at that stage where we want to make sure that the details of this plan are correct, because we're going to be living with this for 5 to 10 years, possibly longer. So we need you to go to the map, look at your suburb, and tell us if the colour coding works where you live, or if you say, hang on, this is weird, why have you ended the line here? It should end at the next block. I know that there's venues. Or if you say, hang on, I live there, and that's not quite right. If you're a venue, we need to hear from you. We want to know if you would take advantage of these extra trading hours, especially for performance and live music, or if you say, hang on a minute, this won't work for XYZ. We need to know those details before this becomes the rules, right? And if you're a band, an artist, a promoter, a theatre producer, and if you think this is going to have an impact on your field, we need to hear from you as well. So go and look at these five specific proposals and look at the map and give us some specific feedback.
And so if this proposal all does go ahead, what is the process from there?
Well, we only have until February 8 to get all this feedback in. That's because we want to have something to bring back to council, a final plan, hopefully in the next month or two. If that's adopted within the next, I'd say within the next few months, we'll actually have totally different planning controls, and people can decide to extend the hours of their current venues, you know, have different ideas about where they'd open a venue. I'd love to see coalitions of people just putting it out there, getting together, going out and taking on the leases on some of these warehouses, planning for this warehouse district. You know, we've got a lot of work to do, but it's long-term thinking. And so I can see over the next 5 to 10 years how the City of Sydney has to then change the way we do lighting and, you know, street planning and design signage and, you know, help to open up some of these areas that might suddenly be able to be nightlife districts.
Well, tell us one more time, Jess, how can we give all the feedback to you?
Please go to sydneyyoursay.com.au and look for late night trading. It's the late night premises DCP, and there's an open field, and we just need you to go in there and give us specific feedback. There's about five proposals: the 24-hour trading, shops and businesses open till 2 a.m. on main streets, the new precinct in Alexandria, and new trading hours, additional trading hours for performance and live music, and entirely new night zones as well in new neighbourhoods like Green Square. So pick one of those or pick your local area that matters to you and give us specific feedback.
Thanks so much for coming in, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.